ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. அதாதோ ப்ரஹ்ம ஜிஜ்ஞாஸா ஜன்மாத்யஸ்ய யதஹ சாஸ்த்ரயோ நித்வாத். ஸோ வி ஆர் சீயிங் நவ் தி தேர்ட் சூத்ரா, which is the third adhikaranam also called shastrayoni adhikaranam, shastrayoni adhikaranam. And as we said in the last class, this sutra is interpreted in two ways by Shankaracharya, and we saw the first interpretation in the last class. There we took the meaning that the jagat karanam brahma is omniscient, sarvajnam, because it happens to be Shastra Yonihi, as the author of the Vedas. Thus the final anumanam is Brahma Sarvajnam Shastra Kartrutvat. Brahma is omniscient because it is the author of the Vedas. Here we had assumed the author of Vedas must be omniscient because Veda talks about all the topics. Therefore Veda is as good as Sarvajnam, and therefore the author of the Vedas, Ishvara, should be Sarvajnam also. And not only the contents of Vedas, but much more than that also. This is the first interpretation that we saw in the last class. Now we will see the second interpretation. For that, let us assume that we are reading the sutra afresh again. Then we have to go through the three steps, the three stages, namely the general analysis, word analysis, and conclusion. So now let us start with the general analysis. In the previous adhikaranam, Brahman was seen as the cause of the world, or Brahman as jagat karana, Brahma lakshana sutra it was. And we also saw that some people had misunderstanding about the sutra. That is, not only the sutra gives the definition, it also gave anumana pramanam for Brahman. This we said also then, only refreshing that idea right now for the sake of continuity, because the Nayayikas, they said Brahman as jagat karanam can be inferred from seeing the effect, namely the world, karya lingaka anumanam. This word also I mentioned at that time. So from seeing the world as an effect, we can infer the cause as Brahman. Therefore, they claim, that means they mean the Purvapakshis, Nayayikas, they claim that Anumanam is the Pramanam of Brahman. Means what? Of knowledge. And Vyasacharya is worried about such an interpretation and does not want to accept Anumanam as Pramanam for Brahman at all, because he is a Vaidika. The Veda very clearly says Brahman can never be known through logic or anything else. Naisha tarkena matirapaneya. We saw that in Kathopanishad. Brahman can never be known through tarkashastra, logic, anumanam, inference. Therefore, Vyasacharya wants to refute that idea to say that Veda Shastram alone is pramanam for Brahman, means for knowing Brahman, not anumanam or inference. So this idea is conveyed through the third sutra. And the simple meaning of the sutra is Shastra Yonitvat, is Shastra Vishayatvat. Earlier Shastra Kartutvat, now it is Shastra Vishayatvat. That means Brahman is the subject matter of Vedanta alone. It cannot be subject matter of logic. It is beyond the scope of logic. This is the running meaning of the sutra. So if one has to present it in a logical format, then how it should be written now? Brahma na anumana vishayaha. It is not an anumana vishaya. Why? Shastra vishayatvat. Dharma vat. Like dharma. If we translate it, Brahman cannot be subject matter of logic because it is the subject matter of Veda alone. It is apaurusheyam. Like punyam. Because punyam cannot be known through logic. Punyam also is a subject matter of Shastra alone. That is why it is called Adrishta Vishayaha, Apurva Vishayaha. Punya Mandal is called Adrishta Vishayaha. Just as Dharma is Adrishtam, Apurvam, apaurusheyam, Brahma is also adrishtam, apurvam, apaurusheyam, not available for logic. Now, if you compare both the interpretation, now let us see the difference. The first interpretation we saw earlier was Brahma sarvajnam shastra kartritva. And the second interpretation is Brahma na anumana gamyam shastra vishayatva. So first is shastra yoni means shastra karta. And second shastra yoni means shastra vishayaha. First Brahman is author of Vedas. Second, Brahman is the subject matter of the Vedas. These are the differences between the two interpretations. Now the question is, what is the Vishaya Vakyam? Because generally all these things, we all know all the factors. The Shruti statement based on which this Sutra topic is discussed by Vedavyasa. For the first interpretation, we gave one Vishaya Vakyam from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 2.4.10. Asya mahato bhutasya nisvashitam etat rigvedo yajurvedaha samavedo atarvangirasaha itihasaha puranaha vidya upanishadaha shlokaha sutrani anuvyakyanani anvyakyanani. Now the shruti vakyam or vishaya vakyam for the second interpretation is same Brihadaranyaka, but the previous chapter, the next chapter, sorry, third chapter, 9th section, 26th mantra. Kasmin tvam chatma cha pratishtita usta iti prana iti. Kasmin pranaha pratishtita iti apana iti. Kasmin apanaha pratishtita iti vyana iti. Kasmin vyanaha pratishtita iti udana iti. Kasmin udanaha pratishtita iti samana iti. Sa yesha neti neti atmam agrihyena hi grihyate. Ashiryo nahi shiryate, asango nahi sajjate, asito na vyatate, narishyati, yetani, ashtav ayatanani, ashtav lokaha, ashtav devaha, ashtav purushaha, sayaha, san purushan nirhyam, pratyuhyam, atyakramat, tam tu aupanishadam purusham prichami. That is the last sentence, most important sentence. Tam tu aupanishadam purusham prichami. It is an very well-known statement. It is the debate, if you remember, between Yajnavalkya and the Sakalya in Sakalya Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In the debate arranged by Janaka to find the greatest jnani. And the price amount was 1,000 cows, if you remember, with their horns covered with gold. Many scholars assembled to contest. Before even the start of the contest, Yajnavalkya asked his shishya to take away the cows. So the other jnanis got wild. If you remember the story, Yajnavalkya said, I don't claim to be the greatest jnani. I only wanted the cows because I have a large number of students and all in my gurukulam. I need the cows. Therefore, I am taking them. Then the other scholars challenged to prove his greatness first before he takes the cows. And one of them, they all came one by one and asked questions to Yajnavalkya. And one of the challengers is Sakalya. And he asked Yajnavalkya questions about devatas, especially Hiranyagarbha. Yajnavalkya successfully answers all the questions. And at the end, Yajnavalkya puts a counter question. And what is that question? Tam tu aupanishadam purusham prichami. Purusha here means Nirgunam Brahman. Yajnavalkya asks, O Sakalya, you have asked me about Hiranyagarbha. Now I ask you about Nirgunam Brahma, known through all these scriptures. In actually, Acharya himself, ki Pratasmarana Stotram, Pratar Bhajami Manasam, Pachasama Gamyam, Vacho Vibhanti Nikila Yadanugrahenam, Yenneti neti vachanaihi nigama avocham tam deva devam ajayam ajayam achyutam ahuravyayam ahuragrayam. So that neti neti vachanaihi ashiryo nahi shiryate asango nahi sajyate. It's a beautiful portion we just read in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So while using the word purusha, Yajnavalkya uses an adjective to Purusha, which is the crucial adjective to us.
ఔపనిషదం పురుషం విచ్ అలోన్ ఇస్ రిక్వైర్డ్ ఇన్ ది ప్రకరణం. ఔపనిషదం మీన్స్ ఉపనిషద్ ఏక వేద్యం దట్ క్యాన్ బి నోన్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ ద ఉపనిషద్స్, నాట్ ప్రత్యక్షేణ నా అనుమానేన నా ధ్యానేన బై ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి నోన్, నాట్ త్రూ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్. తద్విజ్ఞానార్థం స గురుమేవ అభిగచ్చేత్ సమిత్పాణి శ్రోత్రియం బ్రహ్మనిష్టం సచ్ యునీక్ బ్రహ్మన్. డూ యు నో శాకల్య? దట్ వాస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆస్క్డ్ బై యాజ్ఞవల్క్య అట్ శాకల్య. అండ్ ఆబ్వియస్లీ ఐస్ వి సా ఇన్ దట్ స్టోరీ శాకల్య లాస్ట్ హిస్ ఈగో ఇన్ ద ప్రాసెస్. సో దట్ ఇస్ హౌ ద స్టోరీ గోస్. The rest of the portion of the story was not that pleasant to hear at that time. So that is the Brihadaranyaka portion. It says Brahman can be known through Shastra alone. That means Aupanishadaha Purushaha. Shastra Yonihi Brahman. Therefore, this is the Vishayavakyam. With this, the general analysis of the third sutra is also over for the second interpretation. Now we have to go to the word analysis. The sutra consists only of one compound word. It consists of Shastra and Yoni. Shastram means Vedanta Shastram, same as before, as in the first interpretation. And the second word is Yonihi. Here alone, we have a new meaning. Here Yonihi means Pramanam, the source of knowledge. The first meaning is Karta, the author. Yonihi was Karta, author. Second meaning here is Pramanam. This is the first difference between these two. And there is a second difference also, which is purely grammatical difference. As I said, this Shastra Yoni is a compound word. And for the first interpretation, it is called Tatpurusha Samasa. And as per the second interpretation, the compound word is called Bahuvrihi Samasa. And in the first interpretation, we split it as Shastrasya Yonihi Karta Brahma. Brahman is the author of Shastra. This is the Tatpurusha Samasa. And in the second interpretation, it is split as Shastram Yonihi Pramanam Yasya. Shastram is the means of knowledge for which Brahman, that Brahman is Shastra Yonihi. So to know the difference between Tatpurusha Samasa and Bahuvrihi Samasa, in the tradition, they normally tell a small story to see the difference between these two samasas. It seems there was one, a Sanskrit poet, a scholar, very poor person perhaps. He went to a king to show his scholarship. You know, in those days, all these poets and all, they go to the king to show their scholarships. The king also appreciates them and gives them gifts and all that. And now he said the following shloka to the king. అహం చ త్వం చ రాజేంద్ర లోకనాథౌ ఉభౌ అపి బహువ్రీహి సమాసోహం షష్టి తత్పురుషో భవాన్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద శ్లోక హీ టోల్డ్ ది కింగ్. ఓ రాజేంద్ర, ఓ కింగ్, అహం చ త్వం చ, బోత్ ఆఫ్ అస్, యు అండ్ మీ, లోకనాథౌ ఉభౌ అపి, బోత్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఆర్ వరల్డ్ మాస్టర్స్. యు నో ద రాజా హియర్స్ దిస్, వాట్ విల్ హి డూ? హి ఇమిడియట్లీ took his sword to show who is the real master. As even the king got angry, the poet said, Bahuvrihi Samasoham, both of us are Lokanathas, but in my case, the word should be split in Bahuvrihi Samasa, whereas in your case, it should be split in Tatpurusha Samasa. What is the difference? In Tatpurusha Samasa, Lokanathaha means Lokasya Nathaha, the master of the world. That is, you are the master of the world. But in my case, the word should be split as Bahuvrihi Samasa, Lokaha, Nataha, Yasya. I am the one for whom the world is the master, the world is the protector. That means what? I am a beggar who depends upon the world and I am the slave of the world. I am the protected by the world and you are the protector of the world. Similarly, they normally give this example, so I gave it also. Similarly, Shastra Yoni means Shastrasya Karta, and second interpretation is Brahman is that for which Shastram is the Pramanam. Shastram Pramanam Yasya. To put it simply, in Bahuvrihi, Brahman is Shastra Pramanakam and Shastra Vedyam, Shastra Vishayaha Brahma. That is the subject matter of Shastra. So by doing so, what we do? The message conveyed is what? therefore it is not available for anumanam, inference. That is the main object of this discussion. Brahma na anumana vishayaha shastra vishayatvat dharmavate. As dharma is shastra vishaya, this is also shastra vishaya, brahma. This is not anumana vishaya, object of inference. So this is word analysis of the third sutra. Now we have come to the final stage, namely the conclusion of the sutra and this adhikaranam by presenting it in that technical format. We have already told what are the factors when we want to discuss conclusion and all. That shloka, if you remember, vishayo vishayaschaivam purva pakshastatottaram sangatischeti panchangam shastredhikaranam smritam. These are the five factors. Vishayaha, first. Vishayaha is subject matter of controversy here. Jagat or Chetana Karanam Brahma. That is the subject matter. And Samshayaha is the doubt, because there are, you know, many options here, more than one option with respect to Brahman. Is Brahman knowable through Anumanam or not? That is the question, that is the doubt. Does Brahman fall within the scope of logic, science? Can consciousness be studied by any material sciences? That is the Samshaya. And then Purvapaksha. Purvapaksha says it can be. He says Brahma Anumana Vishayaha. Brahma is Anumana Vishayaha, can be known through inference. Brahman is within the scope of science. Jagat Karanatvat. That is their argument. It is the cause of the world, like the clay, which is the cause of the pot. He says, you have accepted earlier Jagat Karanam Brahman. Therefore, if it is an Anumana Gamyam, Jagat Karanatvadim, Gatam, Karanabhuta, Mridvata. Mridvata means it's like clay. The part, the Karanam for the part is the clay, similarly. And now the Siddhanti, that is the Purvapaksha, Tathottaram, Uttaramimamsaka, this Siddhanti, Vyasacharya, he says, Brahma na Anumana Vishayaha. Brahman is not subject matter of Anumanam. Why? Shastra Vishayatvat. It can be known through Shastram alone, like Dharma. That is why. So we have the definition of Veda given by actually Sayanacharya in his Bhashyam. He gives the definition for Veda itself. Pratyakshenanu mithyava yastupayona buddhyate yenam vindati vedena tasmad vedasya vedata. The very definition of Veda is what? That which gives the knowledge of such a subject matter which is not available for any other means of knowledge, like pratyaksha pramana, anumana, upamana, aptapati, anubala, any of them. So this is the siddhanta. And finally, the next one is sangatihi. Sangati should be the connection between the second adhikaranam and third adhikaranam. These are all conditions. I have already mentioned this earlier. So Janmadi Adhikaranam, the previous Adhikaranam, Janmadi Setakam, and this Adhikaranam, Shastra Yonitva, Shastra Yoni Adhikaranam. So this connection is technically called here Eka Palakatva Sangatihi. Both Adhikaranams have common palam or benefits. That is, Brahma Siddhihi is the palam. First sutra is what? Atato Brahma Jignyasa. One should inquire into Brahman. That was that sutra. There we said, how we inquire when the very existence of Brahman itself is not clear. So first Vyasa established Brahma Siddhihim and then inquire into Brahma. We went through the discussion at that time. He proved it through Lakshanaha. So Lakshanaha Pramanabhyam Vastu Siddhihi. This statement also we quoted at that time. Lakshanaha Pramanabhyam Vastu Siddhihi. Through Lakshanam, the definition, and Pramanam, the means of knowledge, first you should know what you want, and then only you can know about that thing. This is unless I know what I really want, how can I find anything about it? So this is discussed in the first mantra in detail. Atato Brahma Jignyasa. And in the second sutra, Brahma Lakshanena, that is Jagat Karanam Brahma Iti Lakshanena Brahma Siddhihi. And in the third sutra, Shastra Pramanam, Shastram Pramanam Iti Pramanena Brahma Siddhihi. So Shastram is the Pramanam used through that understanding, Brahma Siddhihi. So both Adhikaranams do the same job of Brahma Siddhi, second and third. Therefore, Brahma Siddhi Rupam Eka Palakatvam Sangatihi. Both have the same palam. That is the connection between these two sutras these two adhikaranams. With this now, the third sutram and third adhikaranam, also third topic, is also over. So what we have gathered until now, one should inquire into Brahman, that is the cause of the world, and it should be done through shastras only. Very clear. One should inquire into Brahman, first sutra, that is the cause of the world, second sutra, and should be done through shastras only, third sutra. Therefore, jagat karana brahma jnanartham vedanta vicharaha kartavyaha. And that is why in one of the shanti patas, sarvam brahmopanishadam, we already read this mantra during our introduction, when I read all the various mantras, various shanti mantras. Om apyayantu mamangani vak pranas chakshu shrotram ato balam indriyani cha sarvani sarvam brahmopanishadam maham brahmanirakuryam mama brahmanirakarot anikara anirakaranam astum anirakaranam me astum tadatmani nirate ya upanishatsu dharmaha te magi santu. This mantra we read, because Brahman is not available through science, let me not negate Brahman. Maham brahmanirakuryam, let me accept the shastram, and through shastram let me know Brahman. This is our development. Now we will enter into the fourth sutra and the fourth topic. I told already, this is one of the very important sutra, Brahman, the main purport of all Vedantic studies. Tattu samanvayat, that is the sutra. Fourth sutra means tattu tu samanvayat. This is the fourth sutra, and fourth adhikaranam also, this is named as samanvayadhikarana. First we will take up the general analysis as usual. This sutra is the key or important sutra based on which the entire first chapter is developed. The following 130 sutras, first chapter has 134. The following 130 sutras of the first chapter, is they are all only an elaboration of this sutra only. And based on this sutra alone, the first chapter is named Samanvaya Adhyayaha. Thus the sutra is called Samanvaya Sutra, Samanvaya Adhikaranam, Samanvaya Adhyayaha all. Now we know how important this sutra should be there. The second sutra, Janmadhyase Yataha Tad Brahmam, the Jagatkaranam Sutra, is the foundation sutra on which the entire Brahma Sutra is resting. That is, all the four chapters we mentioned at that time are based on that sutra. Thus, we find the first four sutras of the entire Brahma Sutra itself, we get two very, very important sutras within the first four sutras of the entire 555 sutras of Brahma Sutra. That's why in tradition, if one cannot study or sit through the entire Brahma Sutra lectures of all the 555 sutras, one can compromise with the study of the first four sutras. This is called the Chatusutri. I am not suggesting to anybody that they can stop lectures after this. But this is, importance is given that much. There are many books dealing with the Chatusutri alone. Now the development is going to be how? In the third sutra, Vyasacharya has mentioned Shastra Yonitvat. We saw two meanings, Shastra Karanatvatam and Shastra Vishayatvat. Of these two, we will take the second meaning of second sutra for further development here. Shastra Yonitva, Yoni means Pramana, and we took Bahuvrihi Samasa, Shastra Pramanakatvatim, Shastra Prameyatvatim, Shastra Vishayatvati, all of them. So Brahman is the central theme of Vedanta Shastram, is the content of the third sutra. Brahman is the central theme of Vedanta Shastra. That is the content of the third sutra. Now the question is, how do you say Brahman is the central theme? Because in any shastra, many topics are discussed. And how do you know a central topic? Sometimes central theme will be evident, and often it may not be evident also. In Gita, several topics are discussed. For example, karma, bhakti, jnana. Bhakti is discussed from 7th chapter onwards. Lord Krishna even goes to the extent of saying what? Naham vedaina tapasa nadhanena na chejyayam shakya evam vidho drashtum drashtavanasi mam yatham. Veda, tapas, dhanam, yajna are all unimportant. Bhaktya eva. We find bhakti is a topic highlighted there. And what about jnanam? It is also discussed elaborately. And so there are many important themes in Bhagavad Gita. And what is the central theme? Swami Dayananda gives a nice jocular expression here in one of his lectures. One person went to a shop, it seems, to buy New Year cards. You know, you buy New Year cards to send to people and all that. And this person, after searching for a long time, he found one. And he asked for a dozen cards of that same type. One card he found, he wanted a dozen of them. And the shopkeeper just looked at the card, and it is written in the card, "I love you only." That is what is written there. "I love you only." By now, if the joke is not understood, then that itself will become a great joke. That is how Swamiji says that. How many people one can love? Similarly, a shastram can have only one central theme, and if there are more central themes, it is considered as a serious defect. In Mimamsa Shastra, such a defect is called Vakya Beda Doshaha. Therefore, there is a big controversy about what Gita teaches primarily. Karma, Bhakti, Jnana, what is the primary teaching? There are scholars and scholars, they arrive at so many different ideas. Some say karma, some people say bhakti, some people say jnana. How to find the central theme? If the author of the book, namely Lord Krishna, is available, problem is solved. One can go and ask him. Sometimes the author himself writes a commentary because he knows this problem might come. So he himself writes a commentary. There are such great works also, especially in Tarkashastra. Tarkashastra, you know, it's a very tough grantha. In that, though there is a Siddhanta Muktavali and Siddhanta Karikavali, there are some books. And the author himself, he has written commentary on his own work. Then the author's commentary only will be the most authentic one among many others. It's a good one. So in all other cases, as in the case of the Vedas, how to find the central theme? So we have to use separate methods to find the central theme. And our traditional acharyas, they found that there is one test or one method to arrive at the central theme. And what is that? Whichever subject matter fulfills an important condition, that is the central theme. And that condition is called samanvayaha, a technical term. We will analyze it during our word analysis. Samanvayaha. So, tatparya vishayatva. So, consistency. Whichever subject matter maintains consistency. That should be the central theme. And we can give another word, importance, maybe. It's a compromised meaning. Therefore, whichever theme enjoys importance is called the central theme of Shastra. Now, the problem is, how do you know which theme enjoys importance? For that, our traditional acharyas, again, they have got a method of finding, and whichever theme has got 6 factors of proof, that theme enjoys importance. 6 factors. And these 6 factors are called lingani, lingas, to prove importance, consistency. And whichever fulfills these 6, they become the central theme. Now, Vyasacharya says that Brahman enjoys importance because it fulfills all the 6 proving factors. And Brahman is the central theme of the Shastras. And based on this, we will see the running or simple meaning of the sutra now using this criterion. Brahman is the central theme of the Vedanta Shastra because it enjoys importance, consistency, harmony, tatparya vishayatva. This is the general meaning. Since this is Nyaya Shastra, you have put this is a Nyaya Prasthana, Brahma Sutra. This idea should be presented in the form of Anumanam or logic. So the Anumana Vakyam is Brahma Shastra Vishayaha Samanvayatam Dharmavat. Brahman is the central theme of Vedanta Shastra. And what is the Hetuho? Samanvayat, because it enjoys importance. Like what? Dharmavat. All these factors are all needed. We have already discussed it earlier. Which is the central theme of Karma Kanda, the Purva Bhaga of the Vedas. Next is Vishaya Vakya. Vishaya Vakya is also important. There are for each of the sutras we have seen so far. What are the Vishayavakyas? For the first sutra, Atato Brahma Jignyasa, the Vishayavakya there was Atma va are drashtavyaha shrotavyaha mantavyaha nididhyasitavyaha from Brihadaranyaka Maitreya Brahmana. And for the Jignyat Janmadhyasya Yataha, second sutra, what was the Vishayavakyam? Yato va imani bhutani jayante from Taittiriya. And for Shastra Yonitva, the third adhikaranam, we had two Vishayavakyas. One is Asya Mahato Bhutasya. And next one is Tam Tu Aupanishadam Purusham Prichami. We saw it just now, just a few minutes earlier. So all the sutras are based on Vishayavakyas. What is the Vishayavakya based on which the fourth sutra is presented? And he says, all the Upanishad Vakyas, the entire Vedanta Shastram is the Vishayavakyam for the fourth sutra. Because we are talking about the central theme of the entire Vedanta Shastram, and so which particular Vakyam can we take? Therefore, the entire Vedanta Shastram is the Vishayavakyam here. With this, we will conclude this general analysis now. And we have to now take up the word analysis. And there are three words, as I told you, in this sutram, namely Tat, Tu, Samanvayat. Tat, Tu, Samanvayat. Tat, Tu, Samanvayat. And the first word is Tat. Tat means that. It's a pronoun which stands for a noun. And whatever noun is discussed in previous three sutras has to be brought here. And we found Brahman is the noun discussed in all the previous mantras. In first sutra, Brahman was discussed as object of enquiry. Vicharyam Brahma. And in the second sutra, Brahman is discussed as Jagat Karanam Brahma. And in the third sutra, Brahman is discussed as Shastra Karta. Shastra, Shastra Syapi Karanam. And therefore only Brahman is seen as Sarvajnam Sarvashaktihi. Therefore we have got five adjectives for Brahman now, namely Vicharyam Brahma, Jagat Karanam Brahma, Veda Kartra Brahma, therefore Sarvajnam Brahma, Sarvashakti Brahma. Such a Brahman is discussed in the previous three sutras, and that Brahman is indicated by the word Tat in the fourth sutra, Tattu Samanvaya, first word. And we have to supply a word from previous sutra to complete this sutra, which is Shastra Vishaya or Shastra Yoni. And that Brahman is the central theme of Vedanta Shastra. This is called Anuvritti to shorten sentences. This is the Yukti, the Sutrakara, they use it. Anuvritti. For example, the word Brahma is used only in the first sutra. Atato Brahma Jignyasa. Brahma was used only in the first sutra. And it is understood to continue in the later sutras using Anuvritti, Brahman subject. And we also borrowed the word Shastra Yoni from third sutra also by same logic, Anuvritti, the same method. So in sutra literature, all authors, they use this method because they want to use minimum number of words. This is the meaning of the word that, tat. And the next word is tu, which we will reserve it for later discussion. We will do the next word first and then we will come to tu. I will tell the reason later. So even though, what is the rule? Rule is we are supposed to discuss also the same order in which the sutra is written, word order. But we are now making an exception for the sake of discussion only. We will see that too later. Then the third word is Samanvayat. Because Brahma enjoys importance, consistency. Now the question is what? How do you prove Brahman enjoys importance? It is proved by six lingas or six factors or six clues. Lingas. I have already mentioned it briefly earlier. Vyasacharya has to show that. And that method of proving by using the six lingas is called the Mimamsa or analysis. In Sanskrit, Shad Lingaihi Tatpariyam Nirnayaha Mimamsa. Mimamsa is defined like that. And Vyasacharya will do this from Sutra number 5 to 134. That is why we didn't discuss this earlier. At the fourth sutra, we are discussing just 5th to 134. He is going to be using this. Using the Shad Lingas to prove Brahman is the central theme. Samanvaya. That means it requires a lot of patience for us to see the proof in all the 130 sutras. This point, Shankaracharya and many sub-commentators, they briefly established that Brahman is central theme through the Shad Lingas, six lingas. We will do such an analysis also now. Now the question is what are the six lingas? I gave the shloka at that time also earlier, then I just briefly mentioned about this. Now we will see it in detail. And the Shad Lingas in the Upanishadic discussions. And what are those? Upakramopasamharao abhyaso purvata phalam arthavadopapatichyam lingam tatparya nirnaye. To establish the importance of a topic, six indicators are enumerated. First one is upakrama upasamhara. Whatever comes in the beginning, introduction, upakrama, and at the end, upasamhara, that they should be the central theme. And second factor is abhyasaha, repetition. Whatever is repeated is central theme many times. That should be a central theme. Apurvata, whatever is a new topic, newness of the topic, that should be a central theme. Phalam, the fruit or the benefit, that should indicate the central theme. And arthavadaha means stuti, glorification. Whatever is glorified, whatever enjoys importance, that should be the central theme. And upapattihi, the reason or the logic. Whatever fulfills reason or logic, that is important. Whatever is irrational cannot be the central theme. In tradition, the commentators, they take one example for study, and the standard example is taken is the sixth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. I mentioned this also at that time. This is the model chapter called Tattvamasi Prakarana. But when we take that chapter, we find all these six factors indicate that Brahman is the central theme. How? First one is upakrama upasamhara. The section begins with Brahman and also ends with Brahman. Actually, you can when I tell the shloka, you can refer to the Chandogya lectures. We have given elaborate meaning at that time. Tadeva somya idamagra asit ekameva dvitiyam. So it is the beginning. And what is the end? Adaitatmyam idam sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi shweta keto. So upakrama and upasamhara proves Brahman is the central theme of the chapter. And second, abhyasa, repetition. We find in all the sections of sixth chapter of Chandogya, one statement is repeated, aitadatmyam idagam sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi shweta keto. It is repeated 9 times, indicating the stress or emphasis. That is the central theme. Third one is apurvata. Apurvata means Vedanta Shastram wants to reveal Brahman only because it is a new topic. It is a new entity, not knowable through any other pramanam. New in Shastram itself is defined as pramanantara avedyam. New means pramanantara avedyam. Apurvatvam, not known through all other instruments of knowledge, pratyaksha, anumana, and any of those. Even Karmakanda does not reveal Brahman. Brahman is to be revealed by Vedanta only. It is indicated in the sixth chapter of Chandogya. So here there is a salt water story that was given and is repeated here. The salt water is tested at various places. You take a big vessel containing salt water, and you check at the top, take some water, middle portion take some water, at the bottom portion take some water and taste. So the student goes on doing that taste as the test. So to see whether the water is saltish. And the teacher asks, can you see the salt in the water? And the student says, no. I know I can feel the taste. And even though I know the salt is there, but I cannot see. That's what student says. So water is pervaded by something other than water, yet I cannot see it. In the same way, body is bundle of matter. It is also pancha bhautikam. We experience body to be sentient also, just as the saltish water. That means just as water is pervaded by something other than water, the body also is pervaded by something other than the body. That extra something makes water saltish, extra something also keeps this body alive and active. For example, if you take a statue, the statue has form and color. The body also same way. I know it's pervaded by something which I do not know. That is why body is sentient. And the teacher says, Sadeva somya idamagra asitam ekameva advitiyam. That Brahman is the salt of life. Brahman is within you. Chandogya says in the 6th chapter. Atraiva kila sate. But what is it? Na? Nibhalya say, you don't see that Brahman. So by this example, Chandogya says, Brahman is pratyaksha agocharam. And therefore, pramanantara agamyam. And therefore, apurvam Brahman. Brahmanam apurvata is established in this particular example. This is the third linga. From this, we derive an important corollary also. Now, Brahman is subject matter. Vishayaha or Premayaha or Pratipadyaha. These are all various words, all are synonyms of in Vedanta, they use it. Brahman is unique subject matter of Vedanta. Therefore, Brahman is known through Vedanta alone, and not through any other pramanam. And if you now reverse it, we can say Vedanta is the unique pramanam for Brahma. So Vedanta pramanam and Brahma prameyam are made for each other kind of couples. When we say Brahman is the unique prameyam, it is expressed by the sutra Tattu Samanvayat, the fourth sutra. When we say Vedanta is the unique pramanam, it is expressed by Shastra Yonitvad, the previous sutra. Therefore, if you reverse Shastra Yonitvad, it is Tattu Samanvayat. Brahman is unique prameyam of Vedanta. Therefore, the fourth sutra, it corroborates, it establishes the third sutra. This is the corollary of Apurvata, to be noted here. Then what is the fourth lingam? Kalam. Phalam, wherever phalam or prayojanam is mentioned, that alone should get primary importance. In the Upanishads, we find Brahmavit, apnoti param. If one knows Brahman, one will gain moksha, it says in Taittiriya. Therefore, importance is given to Brahma jnanam. Therefore, Brahmani tatparyam asti. So if you go to the 6th chapter of Chandogya also, there is an important statement there. Tasya tavadeva chiram yavanna vimokshyem atha sampatya iti. Brahmajnani will gain jivan mukti. And at the time of death, he will get videha mukti also. So jivan mukti palam and videha mukti palam, both are mentioned for brahmajnanam. And because of that also, Brahman is considered important. Even though so many other topics are discussed, Shastra does not give palam for any other jnanam. This is called the palam, which is also Brahma lingam, one of the six factors. And the next one, the fifth one, is Attavada. Attavada, we said, is glorification, stuti. In the Upanishad, Advaita jnanam is glorified by pointing out Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. All these statements, because we have gone through all the 10 Upanishads, they are all should be very familiar to us. If not, please go through those lectures. Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. We have already seen that thing. So Brahma jnani will become sarva jnani. And this should be understood also clearly. Here sarva jnana means sarvatma jnana. One gets the knowledge of the essence of everything in Srishti, which is as good as knowing everything. Thus, by glorifying Brahma, by glorifying Brahma Jnani as Sarva Jnani, the 6th chapter of Chandogya indirectly glorifies Brahman. This is called Arthavadaha, Stotram or Stuti. And not only Brahma Jnanam is glorified, in other Upanishads, it condemns other branches of knowledge also. They cannot give moksha. In Kathopanishad, yade veha tadamutra yadamutra tadanviha. మృత్యోహో స మృత్యుం ఆప్నోతి య ఇహ నానేవ పశ్యతి. స్ట్రాంగ్ స్టేట్మెంట్. ద వన్ హూ ఈస్ ఇన్ డ్యువాలిటీ, వన్ విల్ ట్రావెల్ ఫ్రమ్ డెత్ టు డెత్. వన్ హూ డైస్ వితౌట్ గెయినింగ్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం ఇస్ అన్ అన్ఫార్చునేట్ పర్సన్. అండ్ ద వన్ హూ గెయిన్స్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం అలోన్ ఇస్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ. స ఏవ బ్రాహ్మణ బృహదారణ్య కాసెట్. నన్ డిసర్వ్స్ ద స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ. బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం ఈస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ అండ్ అన్య జ్ఞానం ఈస్ క్రిటిసైజ్. ఆల్ అదర్ జ్ఞానాస్ ఆర్ క్రిటిసైజ్. దర్ఫోర్ బ్రహ్మస్తుతి అండ్ అన్య నింద బోత్ ఆర్ అర్థవాద. సో త్రూ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ది ఉపనిషత్ పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. అండ్ ఫైనలీ ది సిక్స్త్ ఫ్యాక్టర్ ఈస్ ఉపపత్తి. ఉపపత్తి ఐ ఆల్రెడీ మెన్షన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ లాజిక్. The Upanishad wants to show that it is not illogical, dogmatic. It is not blind belief, irrational. And it has got support of logic also. So the Upanishad says, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. It does not blindly assert that, but gives logical support. How? Upanishad reveals Brahman as Karanam. And Upanishad reveals the world as Karyam, the effect. It logically shows Karanam alone is Satyam because it has independent existence. Whereas any Karyam, a product, has no independent existence at all. This makes an Anumana Vakyam Brahma Satyam Karanatvat and Jagan Mithyam Karyatvat. If this is understood, Upanishad gives an example also for this. Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam మృత్తికాయేవ సత్యం. దిస్ ఆల్సో వి హావ్ సీన్. వాచారంభణం వికారో నామధేయం. వాట్ దర్ ఇస్ వెన్ దర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఎర్తన్ పార్ట్, ఎ ప్రోడక్ట్, ఎ పార్ట్, ఎ క్లే పార్ట్, వి క్లియర్లీ నో క్లే అలోన్ ఇస్ సత్యం. దర్ ఇస్ సచ్ సబ్స్టెన్స్ కాల్డ్ పార్ట్, దర్ ఇస్ నో సచ్ సబ్స్టెన్స్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ నామరూప. వాచారంభణం వికారో నామధేయం. That we have to know, that note that the Upanishad says mrittika eva satyam, clay alone is satyam. Part is namke vaste satta, it has no absolute satyam, namke vaste real, there is no thing called part. So through that example Upanishad logically reveals karana satyatvam and karya mithyatvam. Karyam karanam, karyam means effect and karanam is cause. All these words I am very freely using, thinking that, you know, people are reasonably familiar with the terminology from Tattvabodha and all that. And through that, Brahma Satyatvam Jagan Mithyatvam Upapattihi. That's the logic. Thus Upakramo Upakramopasamharo Abhyasopurvatapalam Arthavadopapattichapattichayam Lingam Tatparya Nirnaye. That shlokam, by taking the sixth chapter as the model, sixth chapter Chandogya, as the model, we have established that all these lingams reveal Brahman alone is important and therefore Brahmani Samanvayaha. Tripta Sutra to 134th Sutra, we are going to be seeing all these things in, of course, we'll be mentioning. So this importance. Therefore, the conclusion is what? Tat. Tat means that Brahman is Shastra Prameyam, is the subject, subject matter. And Samanvayat, because of consistency, if you reverse it now, therefore only Vedanta is Pramanam for Brahman. So now we have now seen the word analysis for two words, the first word and the third word of this three word sutra, Samanvayat. So now we have already seen Tat, first word. Now we will take up the middle word, which I said I will take at the end of the word analysis. Two. This is the most important word of this sutra. Maximum commentary of Acharya is written on this word only, tu. One syllabic, monosyllabic word, tu. And in this context, tu means avadharanarthe, emphasis. Emphasis alone, only. And we have said, Brahman is subject matter of Vedanta. So by adding tu, the letter, the word tu, Vyasacharya says, Brahman alone is subject matter of Vedanta. Nothing else is a subject matter. Anytime you emphasize something, indirectly you negate something else. For example, if you say Rama alone visited the temple, that means what? None else visited the temple. If I said Rama visited temple only, means what? He has not visited any other place. So every emphasis, avadharana of X implies vyavritti, negation of non-X. Avadharanam, emphasis, vyavritti, non-negation. So Shankaracharya says, tu is purvapaksha vyavrityartham. By using the word tu, Vyasacharya is negating all other interpretations, all other purvapakshis, all comments. Who claim the subject matter of Shastram is not Brahman and something else is, that's what Purvapakshi says. Therefore, tu is used for purvapaksha nirakaranam, to negate that. And who are those purvapakshis? Certainly, purvapakshis also analyze Shastram. We should not just ignore them as purvapakshis. They are also informed people. Nastikas do not come to the picture at all here, because we are discussing subject matter of Shastram. Nastikas are not believing Shastram and all. So because we discuss subject matter of Shastram, is Brahman or not? That is the question. So those who do not have belief in Shastram are not taken into account, the Nastikas. We negate only Astika Purvapakshis. Astikas are those who believe Veda Pramanam. And in our introduction, we said there are 6 Astika Darshanas. Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Purva Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa are Vedanta. Therefore, how many Purvapakshis are possible? When I say 6, immediately we will be tending to say 6. There is the possibility of 5 Purvapakshis in Astika Darshanam, and we reduce it to 3. Because Sankhya and Yoga have got common philosophy. They are practically same. Therefore, we say not separately Sankhya and Yoga, we say Sankhya Yoga system. Kapila Sankhya concentrates on theory, and Patanjali's Yoga Shastram practices on the discipline of Ashtanga Yoga in practice. Therefore, both are taken as one Purvapaksha, that is Sankhya and Yoga. That is why we will find in Brahma Sutra later that Vyasacharya elaborately he negates Sankhya philosophy in some sutras. In the first chapter, 134 sutras are for that almost. At the end, he gives one sutra, Yetena Yogaha Pratyuktaha. He gives a sutra at the end. By negating Sankhya, Yoga also is negated. That's what he says. That means both are one and the same. In the same way, Nyaya and Vaisheshika, they are also essentially same, even though they have differences. Therefore, we say Nyaya Vaisheshika system when we discuss the two. So there is a book called Tarka Sangraha. Actually, this was almost off print. I got it published by Professor Veedinatha sometime. Actually, that was the first book I got published, Tarka Sangraha, which gives the essence of Nyaya system. But it takes ideas from Nyaya and Vaisheshika. That we have now 2 Purvapakshis now. So Nyaya Vaisheshika is one, and Sankhya Yoga is another. Then we have Purva Mimamsa. Therefore, we have so far 3 Purvapakshis. All 3 are negated by the word tu. All are gone. But it is not enough that they are dismissed by a statement. We have to prove it also. Now, of these 3, Acharya looks upon Sankhya Yoga as most powerful Purvapaksha. So at least during Vedavyasa's time, Sankhya Yoga must have been most powerful, and therefore Vyasacharya spends the rest of the first chapter of 130 shlokas to negate Sankhya Yoga Purvapaksha. Thus, from the 5th sutra onwards, the entire first chapter up to 134th sutra, the entire first chapter is Vyasacharya has only 2 tasks. What are the 2 tasks? Number 1, establishing Vedanta, that is Brahma Samanvaya, and 2, negating other Sankhya Yoga Purvapakshis, which is indicated by 2 in this sutra. So it has bearing throughout the entire chapter rest. Therefore, sutra number 5 to sutra number 134 is only a commentary on this letter word 2. And not only that, he is still not satisfied. Yahu Vyasacharya. Even in the 2nd chapter, he goes on refuting Sankhya Yoga. He does not look upon Nayayika and Vaisheshikas as powerful as the Purvapakshis. Only a weak Purvapaksha status he gives them, Nayayika and Vaisheshika. Therefore, in the 2nd chapter, he deals with it very briefly in only 1 sutra, Atyantam Anapeksha. So that is what he uses only one sutram to negate Nyaya Vaisheshika. Purvamimamsa, so therefore it is not that all relevant at that time, but we will see that some details. Then what is left now? Purvamimamsa only is left. And this we have to understand very carefully. Purvamimamsa is the analysis of the Purva Bhaga of the Vedas, ritualistic section of the Veda. It is analyzed by whom? Jaimini Maharishi, supposed to be a great disciple of Vedavyasa himself. He has written Purva Mimamsa Sutrani, 12 chapters, 2000 sutras, all dealing with rituals. So for Purva Mimamsa Sastram also, there is a famous Bhashyam written by a person, it's called Sabara Swami. This is called Sabara Bhashyam. Really speaking, we don't consider Purva Mimamsa of Jaimini or Sabara Bhashyam as Purva Paksha at all. Shankaracharya even respects them very much. Purva Bhaga of Veda is useful for two things. One, it is a means for Dharma, Artha and Kama or Karma Kanda. Even now we accept all rituals and it is based on Purva Mimamsa. It is useful to gain Chitta Shuddhi. I may take 5 more minutes. That is why it is called Dharma Shastra, which alone gives Sadhana Chaturshtaya Sampatti. And Purva Mimamsa is really, what is that? Not a Purva Paksha by itself. But we emphasize Purva Mimamsa cannot give moksha. That is all we say. We don't reject it. We say it cannot give moksha. This is our contention. According to us, Jaimini also accepts. Vyasacharya is not angry with Jaimini at all. He is his Shishya. Even Sabara Swami also accepts that fact that Purva Mimamsa cannot give moksha. But later, some sub-commentators, they came. They have written commentaries on Sabara Bhashyam. And they presented Purva Mimamsa as a means of moksha itself. These are all who? People who commented, sub-commentators. Later they started saying Purva Mimamsa alone can give moksha also. Then they even started saying Uttara Mimamsa or Vedanta is utterly useless. They said it is like a barren land in a country. Veda Usharaha Vedanta. It's a barren land, uncultivable land. Therefore, Purva Mimamsa as presented by the sub-commentators, that alone becomes Purva Paksha. We have to understand this clearly. Purva Mimamsa itself is not. But these commentators who started to comment upon this in this way, they only were called Purva Pakshis. So now we have got 3 Purva Pakshis. All are negated by 2 in this sutra. So the 2 commentaries of Sabara Bhashyam are Kumarila Bhattaha and Prabhakaraha. These are the 2 people. They wrote commentaries. There is a slight difference between the 2. Kumarila Bhatta, he presented a commentary in Vartika and presented a Bhattamatam through his commentary. He gives a new version of Purva Mimamsa. And Prabhakara also, through his prose commentary, he presents a version of Purva Mimamsa called Prabhakara Matam. Thus, we have 2 types of Purva Mimamsa. Shankara negates both of them. Now, let us see what are their views or their matams. So, this is another topic that we will take up maybe in the next class, that is tomorrow. And I continue with I will only mention up to here in the class tomorrow, introduce, and then we'll continue with the 2 types. Vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya pratilina chaya parasamaheshwara hasti krishna sunarayana.